Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Yud Beis Omid Beis. As we've been talking about since the last couple of days, there's the inyan of Pigel, where the person who does the Kemitza, or the person who does the Nesinas Kli, or the person who does the Harilacha, the person who does the Haktoras HaKemitza, if he has a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmanai or Chutz L'Mkoimai, then it makes the carbon pigle. If it's chutzos money, it's pigle the age by car, it's chutzos koima, it's possibly aim by car. Fine, very good. Now, exactly what machshava does the person have when he has a machshava of chutzos money or chutzos koima? So there could be a couple of machshavas. Each one of them, of course, is talking about doing something which you're supposed to do within this man, and he's talking about doing it beyond this man. Or he's supposed to do it in the makom, and he's talking about doing it beyond the makom. But what specifically are we talking about? What action is going to be taken? So there are two possible actions. One is the achila in the case of a karban mincha, the achilas hashirayim, that I'm going to go and eat the shirayim either beyond the allocated time, which means beyond the yom v'layla, or that I'm going to be makter the ktoiris beyond the allocated time. The Ktoiris is also supposed to be brought either before Shkia or before Amud HaShachar. And if he's going to talk about being Makter tomorrow, then we got a problem. So you have both a case of Achila, which is Achilas Odom, as well as the Haktora, which is Achilas HaMizbech. This also we spoke about yesterday, about Haktoras HaLevoina, but we don't need to talk about Levoina at this point. We're only going to focus on the Achilois of the Mincha itself, the Achilas Odom of the Shirayim, or the Achilas HaMizbech, which is the Kmitz that we're marked here on the Mizbech. Okay, so what happens now? We have the person who's doing the kemitza, and b'shas the koyin is doing the kemitza in the mincha. He says, "Rabbi, this looks delicious. You know what we're going to do? I don't want to go and eat it here in the Beis Hamikdash. I want to take it tomorrow for tikkun in the local Beis Medrash where I daven, and we're going to make beautiful pastries out of it. It's going to be delicious." So this is both a problem of chutz l'mkoyimai and chutz l'zmanai. Fine. But besides having in mind le'achol, he also had in mind lihakter. This person is very, very religious, very frum, and therefore he doesn't want to only have one bad machshava. He wants to have two to cover the waterfront, or cover the mincha front. And what does he have in mind? That he's also going to be makter the koimitz also tomorrow. Aha. Now, if he said a full kezias of either one, we already had in the Mishnah yesterday that that's already sufficient. You don't have to go and be machmir and talk about both the achilas odom and the achilas mizbeach. If you go back to the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom, hakoimitz es hamincha lecho shirei b'chutz oy kezias mishirei b'chutz, or lehakter koimitz b'chutz oy kezias, and the same thing applied to lemochar. Three lines from the bottom, lecho shirei lemochar oy kezias mishirei lemochar, or lehakter koimitz lemochar oy kezias mikoimitz lemochar. That as long as you had a machshava of a kezias, that's already enough to be mafagel the carbon. We spoke about Reb Chiya that left out the kezayis. We had Reb Lezer, yeah, Reb Luza. Al zeh fine. But getting back to our Mishnah now talks about a chotzi zayis. So if he only had in mind to go and eat a chotzi zayis shaloi b'mkoimoi or shaloi b'zmanoi, that's nothing. An achila by definition, achila is b'kezayis. Kol ha'teira kula, the shir of achila is achila b'kezayis. So therefore, if he only had in mind a chotzi zayis for achila, it's a gunish. Same thing if he only had in mind to be makter a chotzi zayis of the kemitza shaloi b'mkoyim or shaloi b'zmanai is also goodish. What happens, however, if he wants to be mitzaref the two chotzi zayisim, the chotzi zayis of the achilas adam, the chotzi zayis of the achilas mizbeach? Maybe they're mitzaref. Zok the Mishnah, nine. It's not mitzaref. So even though this person had two bad thoughts, because of the fact that each one of the bad thoughts was only a half a bad thought, it was only a chutzi zayis. So the Mishnah lechol kachutzi zayis and lahakti kachutzi zayis, not mitzaref, it's kosher. Shein achila vaktora mitzarefim. The machshava of achila and the machshava vaktora are not mitzaref. Aha. So now the Gemara is medayik. Tama de lechol ulahakti. The reason is because he had in mind to eat chutzi zayis. Let's talk about chutz l'zman and make life easy. He had in mind to eat a chutzi zayis of the shirayim l'machar, and he had in mind l'hakter to be makter chutzi zayis of the kmitza l'machar. That's why they're not mitzarif. However, the lechol dovish ein darkin lechol, it would be mitzarif. What happens if this person started off the same way? I'm going to eat a chutzi zayis of the shirayim l'machar. And you know what? There's so much kemitza over here. I'm going to go and eat a chutzi zayis of the kemitza instead of putting on the mizbeach. I'm going to go and eat it myself. And now what's going to happen is we're going to have a chutzi zayis and a chutzi zayis both of achilois. Achilas shirayim and the achilas kemitza. Zok the Gemara, it's Masha from the Mishnah. The reason why it's not mitzarev is because he's talking about two separate achilas. Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach. However, if you're talking about two Achilas Adams, one of them of the Achilas Shirayim and one of them the Achilas Kemitza, which by the way should not be eaten by the person, it should be eaten by the Mizbeach. But if that's what he had in mind, if that's what he said, it's mashma that even though it's a dover she'ein darkei lechol, you're not supposed to eat the kemitza. The kemitza is supposed to go on the mizbeach. But it's mashma, then it would be mitztarif. Because the Mishnah only says, achila mitak Torah. It doesn't say achila mitak achila. Frey Timora, azeh, it would be mitztarif. Vokhtani reisha. In the Mishnah of yesterday, we learned on the Omid Aleph, that if you had in mind one of the Machsheves Pigel, lechol dover she'darkei lechol, or lehakta dover she'darkei lehakter, then you could be mefagel the carbon, but it's dafka dovah shedarka lechol and shein darka lechol loy. What is the dovah shein darka lechol by a carbon mincha? The kemitza. The kemitza in darka lechol is darkoi lahakdir. From our Mishnah yesterday, it sounds very strongly from the diuk that it would not be a machsheves pigel because it's got to be dafka dovah shedarka lechol. From our Mishnah, however, we're being medayik just the opposite. That even though it's a dover she'ein darkei lechol, if you had in mind lechol, it would be mitzarev. Bazoi man tana, who is the tana of our Mishnah that seems to contradict yesterday's Mishnah? Amr b'yem yamani Reb Lezer, dos is Reb Lezer. Where is Reb Lezer? We had him back in Masechtas Zvachim. The Amar mechash mechilas adam lachilas mizbeach mechilas mizbeach lachilas adam. That you can go and switch the chilas adam lachilas mizbeach. Now he's not talking about necessarily a case of tziruf like we have in our Mishnah. He's just talking in general. What happens, for instance, by a regular carbon? By a regular carbon, for instance, a carbon chatas l'moshel, where the emurim are supposed to go on the mizbeach, and the basar of the chatas is supposed to eat by the kahanim. What happens if the person has in mind to go and be maktir some of the basar of the chatas tomorrow? Since it's not a dark lahakter, that's a dark lechol, according to us. Dos is garnished. It's not a machshava mefagelis. According to Rabbi Lezer, it is a machshava mefagelis. Why? Because even though that's achilas adam, you can be mechash meachilas adam, achilas mizbeach. And the other way around too. What happens b'shas the shchita, b'shas the kabbalas adam, etc. The goyin says, you know what? These aymarim that we have over here that usually go on the mizbeach, they look delicious. They remind me of my great grandmother's gribbenis that they used to eat when it was nicely fried. And they went, schmaltzi, man, gewaldig. I'm going to go and eat a kazayis from it l'machar. That's, of course, achilas mizbeach. According to us, that would not be pigle, because that's not darkoi lechol, darkoi lahakte. Zok Reb Lezer, nein. You can have a machshava, achilas mizbeach, achilas adam. Where do we find this? The Namakal into the Mishnah. Hakoy mitzvah mincha lechol dover she'ein darka lechol lahakta dover she'ein darka lahakter. Mishnah, the kemitza you have in mind lefagel to eat something chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkoymoy. What a dover she'ein darka lechol, meaning the kemitza that's supposed to go on the mizbeach. Ulahakta dover she'ein darka lahakter, meaning some of the shirayim he had those machshavos kosher. It's done. What he said was nonsense. It's not a machshavos pigel. Reb Lezer poysel. Why? Because he's mechash and mechilas odom, mechilas mizbeach, mechilas mizbeach, mechilas odom. That being the case, that Reb Lezer equates the two, he makes them one large chulent, if you will. If that's the case, then you can be mitztarif achutzi zayis of achilas odom with achutzi zayis of achilas mizbeach, as long as he has in mind, or he says, le'echol ve'le'echol. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Lechol hakter, two separate actions. I'm going to eat part of it lemachar. I'm going to be makdir part of it lemachar, since the two parts are only chutzizeis and they're not mitzvah. However, if he says I'm going to eat part of the shiraim lemachar, and I'm going to eat part of the kemitzah lemachar, even though mister, you're not supposed to eat the kemitzah, but that's what I'm going to do. The two achilos would be mitzvah to hal bekezeisim, like we mudaik from our mishnah. So this pshat is a beautiful pshat. Only thing is that our mishnah that we learned yesterday will be the rabbanon, and the mishnah that we're learning today is Reb Elazar. Okay. Nishkeferlech, it's not the first time in the world. Abayi says it's not necessary to go and say such a pshat. You could say after the Tema Rabban, our Mishnah can go according to Rabbanon as well. And loy Tema, and don't be medayik from a Mishnah, that they would be mitzarif, which is the way we were medayik. Ela'ema, but rather be medayik, then that would be mitzarif. Lechol, velechol, dovashadarkei lechol. What does that mean? Dovashadarkei lechol, says Rashi. You're going, chatzi zayis bachutz, chatzi zayis lemochor. Those two are mitzvah. If you have in mind, pigel, I'm going to eat half a kezayis outside the azar, half a kezayis I'm going to eat lemochar, those two machshavas are mitzvah. One second. That's what you're being mitzvah from our Mishnah. My kamashmulan, a behedik toyla. In yesterday's Mishnah we had this, and now the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah of yesterday. Lechol kezayis bachutz, u kezayis lemochar. Kezayis lemochar, kezayis bachutz. This is just a repeat. We don't really need it for our Gemara. It's just quoting from the Mishnah. But now the key. Kechotzi zayis bachutz. U kechotzi zayis lemachar. Yehet rabbi say. A half a kezayis bachutz, a half a kezayis lemachar. Or faket. Kechotzi zayis lemachar, kechotzi zayis bachutz. They are mitzarev hasul v'ein by kares. And if that's the case, frek Gemara, hasul amali. Why are you telling me that the kavanah of our Mishnah is to be medayik? The dover shadarke lechol mit a dover shadarke lechol is mitzarif, which means a machshavas chutz and a machshavas mokah, and the two are mitzarif. So it's chunter mishnah. What are we repeating it for? So now the Gemara goes through what are the possible diukim in our Mishnah according to the way Abai is learning. In lechol the lechol dover shein darke lechol kamash molan the mitzarif. If you're going to tell me like the Gemara started off. Right after the Mishnah, that's only by lechol ulehakter. They are not mitzaref. The lechol dovish ein darke lechol. You're going to tell me it is mitzaref. Mereisha shamas mina that it's not mitzaref. You have to add a couple of words. Mereisha shamas mina. You see the Rashi, the second line. Deloy mitzarefin. How do I know the Tani Reisha? Now Rashi just quotes what the Gemara quoted at the outset, right after the Mishnah. The dovish ein darke lechol and shein darke lechol loy. So if you're going to tell me that the kavana of our Gemara, of our Mishnah, in saying lechol lehakter, is to go and teach us that lechol lechol dava shedarka lechol, that it's mitzaref shenishemis, it's not mitzaref because the first Mishnah said it's not mitzaref, and I don't want to make more arguments between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, and I don't want to say that this Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. I want to say that both Mishnayos are the same. Skip the parentheses. A lechol. If you're going to tell me that what the Mishnah is coming to tell you is not diyukim, but it's going to tell me legufe, like you see in the parentheses, the gufa kamashulan. The reason why it's in the parentheses is because this is a pirush. It's not really from the lashon hagemara, but the pirush is emes. If you're telling me the Mishnah is not telling you diyukim, it's telling me the halacha that achila and haktora are not mitzarif. Says Abaye. I could have known that as well from a diuk of the Reisha. What diuk of the Reisha? The hashta. I can make a kal b'choyim. A coach case. Ma lechol v'lechol. Dove she'en darke lechol. Amris lo'y mitzarif. Lechol v'lechol dove she'en darke lechol. Meaning, he has in mind to go and eat from the shirayim echutzizayis. He has in mind to go and eat from the k'mitza echutzizayis. It's a dove she'en darke lechol. Amris lo'y mitzarif. You already said before that that's not mitzarif. The only thing that mitzarif is achilois, which are darke lechol. Dovashein darke lechol we had in the Amud Aleph, and that's what the Gemara was quoting. Dovashein darke lechol, we said, It's got to be dafka tovish shadark lechel, tovish ein dark lechel. There is no machsheves pigel. So therefore, I already know about achila and achila that they're not mitzdarif. If lechel lahakter miboye, so the chavada and avada achila haktor will certainly not be mitzdarif. Meaning, if the person has in mind, I'm going to go and eat chutzizayis of shirai. I'm going to eat a chutzizayis of the kmitzah, which is dovish ein dark lechel. You already said it's not mitzdarif. Based on the fact that the Mishnah said it's only pigul by dovish darkalech, so if the dovish in darkalech is not mitzdarf, is the chavad and avada lechul lahakter mi boye? A chavad and avada, it would not be mitzdarf because this is even more radical, if you will, or more remote, if you will. Why is it more remote? Because at least before we talk about achil and achila, so the guy is going to fill up his stomach with a full kizayis. It's true. Half of it was with a prohibited substance. Yeah. Half the shirayim was fine. Half the kamitz he shouldn't have eaten. But at least it's achil v'achila. But it's not mitzdarif. If you're talking about two separate achilois, his achilas adam and the achilas is bayach, that's really more remote. So avad and avad, it's not mitzdarif. So what do I need the Mishnah for? I'll tell you why I need the Mishnah. Yes, lechu lahakta itzvichalei. I do need it. It is a chiddush. Kusol kadayt chamin hosam hu teloy ki orche kamachashit. The reason why achila and achila is not mitzdarif is because if he has in mind to go and eat a chatzi kizayis of kemitza, that's a dova lav ki orche. You're not supposed to eat kemitzas. You're supposed to put it on the mizbech. The person had this machshava. It's a dova she'ein darkoi. It's not ki orche. That's not normal, if you will. It's an abnormal type of machshava, and therefore it's not mitzdarif. In each case, it's a normal type of pigel dik machshava. Normal in the sense that at least he's doing dovish adarka, dovish adarka. Of course, you shouldn't make a pigel machshava in the first place.
Right.
But if you have such a machshava of pigel, at least he did it in the way you normally do it within the rules and regulations. Meaning, he said about the achilas mizbeach, I'm going to be makdil lemacher, and about the achilas adam, he said I'm going to go be oichel lemacher. That's kiorche. The only thing was it was a chutzizayis and a chutzizayis. But nevertheless, I might think that since both of them are kiorche, maybe they are mitzdarif. Achila and achila are not mitzdarif because I can't take a normal machshava and an abnormal machshava and put them both together. It's not normal to talk about eating from the kmitza, but it is normal to talk about being makdil from the kmitza. Oh, so maybe a chutzizayis of achilas shirayim, which is normal, a chutzizayis of haktoras koimitz, which is normal. The only abnormality was that it was chutzlum koimitz, chutzlum mani. But otherwise, it's ki orche. I would have thought it is mitzdarif. Kamash Malon. That's why the Mishnah tells you, no, it's not mitzdarif. So therefore, what is Abaye telling us? What Abaye is telling us is, I need the Mishnah legufe. Your whole kasha was, you started off, tam lechol mitzdarif. No. Don't make those diukim. The Mishnah is coming to tell you legufe. What's legufe? That achilas odam chutzizayis and achilas mezbeach chutzizayis are not mitzdarif. And I cannot learn it from any diuk from the Reisha, like we just said. And so therefore, I need it for itself. Don't make any diukim. And our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan after all. And I don't have to make a machloikis between Rabbanan and Reb Lezer in the two Mishnahs.
Actually, it makes sense because it would say, Divrei Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer Omer.
Absolutely.
Especially the end of a parak.
100%. It's more than that. Abaye doesn't want to make a machloikis where you don't have to. We don't mention Reb Lezer anywhere in our sugya.
Yes.
All of a sudden, we bring him from right field to left field, and we want to go and superimpose him on this Mishnah. That's kind of a remote answer. So, Abaye, you don't need to come on to that.
We talked about Dovish Ein Darko Lechol. There's two qualities here, and sometimes they're getting me confused. One is something that's halachically prohibited, like mm-hmm. the kmitza. Once a person, the kohen does the kmitza,
mm-hmm.
it's halachically prohibited, but it's not inedible.
Absolutely.
And then there are other things that ain't dark or lechol means, like wood mm-hmm. or lavona, or things that people don't
100%
eat.
Correct.
The Gemara seems to use those the same language for both, though it doesn't always mean the same thing.
True. Well, Gemara, when it talks about the dovish ain't dark, it's both talking about de facto and de jure, that it's not. Yeah, good. Yeah,
Kabbalic.
de facto de jure. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
You can tell the Chashva Olam what it means. I know.
Chashva Olam knows that's such a Chashva Olam. But de facto means factually it's ein dark alechel, or de jure means halachically ein dark alechel. Our Gemara doesn't distinguish between the two. Bottom line is, since al pi halacha you cannot eat from it, it's ein dark alechel. A person in his right mind is not going to eat. He knows it's prohibited. Same thing with gabi chazit. Same thing with gabi anything which is not kosher.
Right.
It's dark alechel if you're a goy, but it's not dark alechel if you're a yid that has Baruch Hashem all the mitzvahs of a kodesh bar. Hamlachal menachas. We start a brand new perek, but we'll soon find out that although it's a brand new perek, it's a continuation of the discussion in the previous mishnah. We spoke about already for the last few moments, last few minutes, that there are three machshavos of chutz lazmani, chutz l'mekoymoi. We focused on two out of the three. One was to go and eat the shirayim, either chutz lazmani, chutz l'mekoymoi, or to go mimakdir the kmitza, chutz lazmani, chutz l'mekoymoi. And now we're going to talk about being makdir the levoina, chutz lazmani, chutz l'mekoymoi. You don't have the benefit of that third possible pigle alley, if you will, approach by a regular kabbonis. Regular kabbonis, you only have one out of the two, or you have two altogether. You have achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. Here we have Baruch Hashem Menachis, two achilas mizbeach, the achilas of the kmitza, as well as the achilas halavayim. And that's going to go and occupy us now in our Mishnah and in the Gemara. Dr. Mishnah, it's very straightforward. Akoy mitzvah mincha lechol shireha. Shas the kmitza, the koyin has a machshava either to eat the shirayim lemachar, no good, or lahakter koyimtza lemachar, no good. In each case, we're talking about a kezayis or more. So then he's not bechayve; he's a pickle. He's machayel.
Classic pickle.
Okay, in that case, moid Rabbi Yosi v'zeh shu pickle chayel v'karis. Rabbi Yosi says yes, classic pickle. I agree 1,000%. Good. Lahakta levoinasa lamachar. What about being makta levoina lamachar? Bishas the kamitza, the koyin says, we're going to go and eat the shirayim bizmanoi. We're going to go and be makta the koyin bizman. But you know, this levoina, then I'm going to be makta tomorrow.
So now
that's the machlokes. And our Mishnah. The Mishnah yesterday gave all three examples. Back on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the last two lines, last three lines, it said, he started off the Mishnah, Koy Mitzvah Sam Mincha, last three lines, Lechel Shireh Lamach, Iksai B'Shei Lamach, Lahak De Koy Mitzvah Lamach, Iksai V'Koy Mitzvah Lamach, Oy Lahak De Levayna Lamach. So we had all three possibilities. Eating the Shireh Lamach, Mak De Koy Mitzvah Lamach, or Mak De Levayna Lamach. Now our Mishnah tells us that Biyoisi respectfully disagrees on that third option. You could only be Mefago three through Achilas Shirayim, through Haktoras Kmitza, but not through a Machshava of Haktoras Levoina. Manishtana, that's what's going to occupy us in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, we're going to see momentarily.
Just remind me, the
Mincha
is always one day and one night. Even if it comes to Shlomo,
you're talking about Mincha Sesachim?
Yeah.
Mincha Sesachim is Kula Kol. You don't eat it at all. That goes on the Mizbech. A regular Mincha.
How long of a time period? If you bring it with a
Mincha Sesachim, sorry, Yom HaMim Mar Sesachim. You're going to bring it in until 10 days later. But you bring it on the Mizbech and you mark it on the Mizbech. You don't eat from it.
Okay, so there's no time. On the Sesachim, on Mincha Sesachim, there's no time. Never so weird. Right now we're talking about.
You brought a carton of Shlomo today.
There's no pigle with a Mincha Sesachim then?
Is it pigle of a minchas? No. The Gemara said the Feirish that pigle only refers to the carbon itself, not the minchas of sachem. We had it a few days ago in the Gemara. It's happening in the day. Gemara said mincha, my avid
to. Right, with the chavitin also, because they're also burnt entirely.
Yeah. If you look, you know, you're doing fine. If you look on the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara said over there, that the Sanya of Yeshua Aimer, that six lines in the bottom, Tes Amid Aleph, Tes Amid Aleph, Tes Amid Aleph, 9a. Belaz. Right, you have the Sanya?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shua Aimer, Kovat Vachem, Shabbatayu, Shemshaimim, Kazayas Bosser, Kazayas Chaleb, Zurik Adam. Kazayas Busser, Kazayas Chaleb, Ain Zurik Adam. Uba Oila, Kazayas Busser, Kazayas Chaleb, Zurik Adam, Nisha Ba Oila, Kulakot. So we're talking about the Zurik Adam, you have a ganze kazayis. Uba mincha afa pisha kula kiyam is lo yizrei. So Gemara says, you talking about zrika by mincha? Well, we can tell I'm zrika by mincha. So Gemara mincha maya vidita amra papa mincha sisachim. So kadai tichem in a hoya ubit hadi zevach ase ki guvi de zevach tamia. Kamash malon, these are two separate entities. This is a carbon and the mincha sisachim. Avad is a chiv, you gotta bring a mincha sisachim. You have to bring it up to 10 days. The Gemara says, the chasrus came ad asari yomim. Avad, but it's not something that is part of the major zrika, and therefore would not be mafakel. If you have in mind to eat the minchas asachim, chutz asmanik, chutz mukayim, it is not.
So all these minchas are talking about when you bring a separate korban mincha.
Right, a minchas adova through a yisrael, because a minchas koyin is also called tia. Anyway, presumably over there too, if he has in mind not to go and burn it immediately, but to go and burn it a day or two later, perhaps that's also machshavas people. But we haven't dealt with that shayla yet. No problem. Anyways, getting back to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah talks about there are three possible options. B'shas the kmitza, same thing. B'shas the scene of a kli, b'shas the halacha. He has in mind, you know what we're going to go and do? We're going to eat the shirayim lemachar pigle. He has in mind lahakter kaimis lemachar pigle. What happens to go lahakter es halavoyna lemachar? Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. What is Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi, I'm a possible in my cards. It's like a possible. That much I'll give you. It's possible. But it's not pickle. Chamoyim and pickle b'chem l'kar, it's a full-fledged pickle. Omer lei, so the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yosi, ma shina zeh, or like ma nishtana zeh, min hazevach, why is it different by the carbon zevach? In other words, just like by the carbon zevach, when you go and bring your carbon, you're shechting the carbon, you're shechting the meat. Amanas lahakter emurim lemachar, that's pickle. So why don't you say the same thing over here? I went and did the kamitza. Amanas lahakter salavoyin lemachar. Why didn't it pickle? Amalahenser. Rabbi Yosi said, how can you compare? Shezevach domoy ubesorei veimurav echad. It's all one unit. It's one carbon. So it makes sense to go and talk about the shas the shchita. Then I'm going to be makter the emurim lemachar. One carbon has a dinner pickle. That's a separate thing. It's a separate entity. So therefore, you cannot compare the two. Okay, we're going to see in the Gemara, it's not just that short answer that Rabbi Yosi gave. There's much more to it, and we're going to see what the Chachamim hold as well. Now, we started off the mission in a very curious manner. We started off, oh, Rabbi Yosi, come to the mincha, shirel, hachak, come to the macha, moi, Rabbi Yosi, bezeh. Since there's no machlokes, why do we have to go and go through that drill? L'chayr, we should have started off the Mishnah. Hakoymitzis ha-mincha, l'hakter, l'voyna l'machar. Rabbi Yosi disagrees with the Chacham. The first part of the Mishnah, that's already just a repeat from Yud Aleph and Mitbeis. The only thing we told, and Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yosi also agrees. And not Rabbi Yosi, and presumably Rabbi Kiva, and presumably Rabbi Lazar, and presumably Rabbi Shua, and presumably Rabbi Meir, and everybody else, you know. What did the Mishnah have to start off? Frankly, let me the Mishnah, may Rabbi Yosi bezu. Why was that necessary as the introduction? So I'll tell you why. We needed to go and spell out in the sefer that what? So what's the answer? Because Maud is saying, we got two matirim over here. How can you go and eat the shirayim from the korban mincha? You have to be matir with two ways. Number one, you have to go and put the pizza on the marocha. And number two, you have to put the levoina on the marocha. So these are two separate matirim. And therefore, I would think perhaps vafilu reishanami. Meaning, when can you make something into pickle by a korban mincha? You have to have two bad machshavis if you're talking about achilas mizbech. The kohen would have to have in mind, number one, I'm going to go and be makter the kmitza lemachar, and number two, I'm going to go and be makter the levoina lemachar. But what happens if I only do kmitza lemachar, I don't have in mind the levoina lemachar? What happens if I have in mind only levoina lemachar and not the kmitza lemachar? So now in the second shaila, we know what Rabbi Yosi holds. If he has in mind only an actor is levoina lemachar, no dinner pickle. It's possible to aim by card. No dinner pickle. Ah, why? Presumably the reason is, or at least perhaps the reason is, because he was only had a machshavas pickle by one of the two matirim, by the levina. And he should have had this machshava by both. So now let's go and reverse it. That he only had this machshava by being makdir the kmitza lemachar. He said, Rabbi Yisai, the levina we're going to do in 5 minutes. You wait here. There's going to be an incense like you've never smelled before. The scent is going to be sent up to the Shemayim. Ah, kibali. We're going to do Lemoyna right now. It's the Kemitza that we're going to do tomorrow. So I might think that Rabbi Yossi would hold in that case. It's also only a Chutzi Mater. It's not both together. Oh, about filleration. I mean, Kamashim Lam, that's why the Mishnah has to go and set the record straight. When it comes to Torah's Kemitza Lemochar, everybody agrees that that is enough. You don't have to have both. But by Lemoyna, if you only have in mind Lahakta Lemoyna tomorrow, that is not enough. According to Rabbi Yossi, to upgrade it to a pigle, it's only possible the aim by Karis Kamash Malach.
So the Chachamim hold the Mfag of a Chatzi Mater with just the Kemitza?
We're going to talk about the Chachamim later. At the moment we're referring to Rabbi Yossi, and we want to know clearly what does Rabbi Yossi hold. I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi Svara, that he says, by if I have a machshava lahakta levoina lamachar, the reason why that's only puzzle and not pigel, because it's only one out of the two. However, what happens if I had the other one out of the two? If I would have had in mind only lahakta, kemitza lamachar. Levoina I'm going to do today, kemitza tomorrow, maybe the two of yours would say puzzle vein by cards, because I didn't do the full two matirim, only one of the two. Kamash Malo, no. He said it's halacha only legabe levoina, but not legabe kemitzes or haktoris akartis. Now you want to know what's taka, the reason why? And that's what the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, and we're going to see what the Rabbanan, why they disagree. We're going to see that it's Kamash Malon, debaham moide. That's why the Mishnah starts off and say, Rabbi say, don't get off on the wrong track. It's not because Rabbi Yossi equates the two chotzi matirim and says that either one of the two, if you have a machshava tomorrow, it doesn't become pigel. You're wrong. If he has a machshava legabe d'aktoris kmita tomorrow, avad it's pigel, just like the Rabban. It's only by the levoina that it's possible. Now you want to know why taka the levoina manishtana. So Rashi already tells us, and that's going to be the next Gemara right after the quote from the Mishnah. Look at the top Rashi. Kamashman Baham Moida. The Tamala Mishim Hochi. It has nothing to do with Chutzi Matir. Elamishim the Mefarish Lekamon Ein Matir. Mefagel Matir. One Matir can't be Mefagel another Matir. What does that mean? Since the Kohen is involved with the mincha, he's doing one of the four avoidis in the mincha. Our Mishnah is talking about hakoyimitz, but it doesn't have to be only hakoyimitz. It could be the sinah b'kli, it could be the halacha, it could be the haktara. That's one of the matir. You want to go from those four avoidis of matir one, the mincha and the kmitza, you want to go over to matir two, which is the levoina. No, you can't be matir one, you can't be mafagel from one matir, from the kmitza to the levoina. And we're going to see in a moment that the Rabbanan, in essence, in principle, also agree. And the question is, why don't they agree over here as well? We're going to see. You're going to see. Well, we do have other cases like that. We're going to have other cases. Everybody, Alyssa, Abyssal, Patience, Abyssal, Gedilt, and Mirchim, we're going to try to cover all of the questions. So first, the Mishnah now, the Gemara now quotes at the top, the Hakla, the Nasa, the Macher, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Apostle, Main, Bekars. Omer, Ishlokish. What's the sfor of Rabbi Yossi? A matir mafagas a matir. Oh, so we have a clear raya that Rish Lakish already had Rashi in his Gemara because he's quoting the Rashi. It says in the second line of the Rashi, a matir mafagas a matir. Here too, he says a matir mafagas a matir. Sinish does Ashtar Karaya because Rashi himself says the mafarish. Come on, how did Rashi know? Zayt chos Rish Lakish. Okay, very good. Fine. Maskim, Rashi was after Rish Lakish. What does it say now? That both Rish Lakish and Rashi say that the Svar of Rabbi Yossi is Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir. Where else do we find such a concept? Oh, every Shabbos. V'cheinat Oimer. By our favorite Lechem Aponim. What's the din by Lechem Aponim? The Matir of the Lechem Aponim is the Bishnei Bezichel Levoinesh or Lechem Aponim. You got two Bezichem there on the top of the two Marochis on top of the Shulchan. You have to go and be Mesalik them, and that of course is deemed to be the same as the Kemitza. And then you have to go and take him the Hoylocha, and you take him to the Mizbeach, and you Makter it. Oh, just like you're normally being Makter the Kemitza, here the Kemitza you're being Makter is the Shnei Bezichel Levoinesh. Okay. What's the halacha over there? Says Rish Lakish, "Chaynat Oimer Rabbi Yossi would hold in that case the Shnei Bezichel Levoinish Lechem Panim, Uldush Ein Matir Mefagel Es Hamatir." What would be that case? What happens if the Kohen has taken the two Bezichel Levoina to the Mizbeach, or the Shasi is being Mesalik them from the Shulchan? One of them, he says, Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to go run as quickly as I can. I'm going to win the marathon. I'm going to go straight into the Azor. I'm going to put it on the Mizbeach in record time. You know about the other one? The other one I'm going to go and be maktir tomorrow. Yeah, after all, I did one today, you know. I don't have to do everything today. I take Shabbos b'menucha, and take a break, and we'll do the other second b'zichah l'boina tomorrow. What's going to be the halacha now? Zokter Ishlokish, it will not be pegel, because ain matir mafaglas amatir. If he had a mind right now that he's going to go and do both, he's doing, he's mesalik the two b'zichah l'boina, so that's deemed to be like the kmitza, and he has a mind, I'm going to go and put these both on the mizbeach tomorrow, that would be a machsheves pegel. However, if he says, I'm going to put one of them tomorrow, make it easy, b'shas, the siluk of Bazach 1, he has in mind the Gabi Bazach 2, or b'shas, the Haktorah of Bazach 1, he has in mind on Bazach 2 that I'm going to be macked to the other one tomorrow, it does not become pigal, because ain't matem fagas amatem. Let's look at the Rashi, five lines on the top. V'chein ha'ta'im b'zich levoinim, shim hikter ho echad, mi b'zich levachem aponim, amras lahatir ho acher lemochar, why? Because here too the lechem aponim requires, if you will, two matirim, the two bezicha levoina, and therefore, if b'shas the siluk of the bazach levoina, he spoke about that same bazach levoina, that's one thing. But he's going from bazach levoina A to bazach levoina B, from one to the other, then ein matir mafagil es ha mat. What's the first case?
Where he takes levoina to do it now, immediately. He says,
"Kmitza
lamachar."
Right.
So those there also. Why? How can you mufago? How can that even mufago levon and make pigo when you're two different material?
Why does he agree? Why does he agree with the chachamim in the case? That's Shai's question, right? Yes. Why does he agree with the chachamim?
Why is he agreeing with the chachamim in that case?
Right. If he holds any matir mufago as a matir.
Let's wait another few lines. Let's see if it's all addressed in Miyat Hashem and the Gemara. No problem. Anyways, it's more b'chein, my b'chein atoimet. L'choira, what's the chiddush over here? I mean, once I've said that ain't matum fagas a matra, I can figure out the details since I need tush to b'zicha l'boina, the same thing. What do I have to have the repetition b'chein atoimet? Because my b'chein atoimet, the b'yoyse l'boina, mishim d'lav mina d'minchi. Oh, I would say the reason is because l'boina and mincha are two different meaning. This is, after all, this is flour, and this happens to be incense. Never the twain shall meet. Which is, by the way it sounds like in our Mishnah. Because when the Mishnah asked, why is it different than a regular carbon? He said, because Zevach Dom Sari Emurav are Echad, Ulevoina is Einem and Amincha. So that's what it sounds like. The Gemara is going to address that in a moment. So I would think the reason Mishnah Lam Min and Minchi. Ah, Vashem Bezicha Levoina. The Min and Dahadodi Nenu. After all, the two Bezicha Levoina, the two Levoinas are brothers, they're sisters, they're mishpucha. Min v'mina, it's one min. Hey, mafagli adadi, I would think, this is not cool. Matim v'latla. So the same matir. It's two separate kalim. Avamayis is the same levain. Kamash malad, no, this is also two separate matir. Frank Timar. You're disposing with and dispensing with this svara and saying, nah, it's nothing to you. Min and nishman, men, blah, blah, blah. The important thing is two separate matirim having nothing to do. Yod is over men, nishna is over men. Voktani seifa. Let's go back to the seifa of our Mishnah, which we were just quoting a moment ago. Omru loy, the chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, mashinsa min hazevach. Why by a zevach do you allow for b'shas the shechita, he has a mind to go and put the emurim on the mizbeach l'machar, and then you go and you agree, for sure, that's bigger, And why don't you agree the same thing in the Gali putting the levoina, b'shas he's doing the kemitza, go and put the levoina l'machar. And Omer Lehen, what do you answer? It's all one min, u'levoina min amincha. So you see clearly that there is this distinction between the same min and a different min. So we should say the same thing by the shnei b'zicha levoina. It's the same min, it's both levoina. Everyone, my ain mina mincha. When Rabbi Yosi said in the Mishnah, ain mincha mina ain'a beikuv mincha. What does he mean? Ain'a beikuv mincha? The lav ki heichnem akav lahu koymes the shirayim. The kamod the lav meskater koymes loymes achli shirayim. Hochenam in the akav lo lelavoina. So I would have thought. No. What does all of this mean? When he says levoina enim and mincha, means to say is, don't deem the levoina to be just like the shirayim. What do you mean? We have always by every carbon a matir and a nitter. What's the matir? The carbon mincha. The matir, of course, is the kmitza that you put on the mizbech. What's the nitter? The shirayim. Now let's look at the levoina for a moment. Until now, we're talking about the matir being that the levoina is also a matir. Yeah? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, maybe the levoina happens to be a nitter. What means a niter? When can you go and put the levoina on the mizbeach? Only after you did the kmitzas mincha on the mizbeach. So you have to go in order.
You toss them simultaneously. From
our gemara, you don't do it simultaneously. Look,
okay.
No problem.
Okay.
It's all right. Anyway, you go and first put the kmitza, the right. Haktoris kmitza, put the kmitza on
Haktorah
1, and then you do Haktorah number 2, which is the Levoina. So I might have thought, if I didn't do the Haktoris kmitza yet, I can't put the Levoina on first. I'm not allowed to. Kamash Molo, no, Einem in a Mincha, it's not Ma'akiv the Mincha. You can go, it's not Ma'akiv the Levoina, and therefore, if you wanted to, you could theoretically put the Levoina before the. It's not the way you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do things in order. But not everybody is so orderly. Some people do things right. So therefore, if you want to go and do it helter-skelter, you want to go and put the levoina, it's also kosher. You can do that as well. So getting back to Lashon HaGemara, my eina min mincha, eina be'ikav mincha. What means eina be'ikav mincha? The lav ki heichi de ma'akev lehu kremis l'shirayim. It's not like the same case of the shirayim. That what? That the kremis is ma'akev l'shirayim. The kamo the lav miskater kremis, as long as you have not put the koymitz on the mizbech. You're not allowed to eat the shirayim. Hochanami, I would think ma'akv lelevoina. You're not allowed to be ma'akv. You're not allowed to put the levoina on the mizbech. No. Liboy high ma'akv bereisha. Liboy high ma'akv bereisha. You can go and do it in either order, levoina first or kmitza first. Fine. And that's the lashon there for the mishnah. Levoina in a mincha. Not to go and tell you that these are two separate meaning. It means it doesn't have the same status as the shiore mincha. Shiore mincha, avada, you have to have the matir of the kmitza, the haktoris hakmitza. However, when it comes to the levoina, these are two separate things. You did the haktoris kmitza, shkoyach mazal tov. You didn't do it, also mazal tov. I don't need your haktoris kmitza. As long as you did the kmitza already with the three figures, you can't go and bring the levoina before the kmitza. However, once you did the kmitza, now I can rush up to the mizbeach and put the levoina on first. I don't have to wait for the haktoris hakmitza. And that's what he meant, that it's not part of the restrictions that would apply to the shiari mincha, that you have to wait for the haktoris hakmitza to put on the haktoris halavoyna. You don't have to wait for the haktoris hakmitza.
And as far as they're both matirin?
Because they're both matirin. Not that it's a matir mitanita, but they're both matirin, therefore they're both equal on the scale, if you will, and you can bring either one in either order. Rabbanan, when did the Rabbanan say that one matir is not mefagel the other matir? In other words, what the Gemara is telling us is, we didn't discuss the Chacham until now. If you remember, Barry asked this question when we were still learning the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Yomar Aleph. What did the Rabbanan hold? And I said, we're going to get to it. But the Rabbanan agree in principle to the din of ein matir mefagel es matir. Now, where do we have another such case of a matir mefagel es matir? We're going to have it in Mi'at Hashem in the next Mishnah. What's the next Mishnah? The next Mishnah, if you skip ahead here to the bottom of the Amid, you don't have to turn any pages, it's on this Amid. It's not, even your art scroll Gemara is still on the same Amid, at least in the Hebrew side, as opposed to the English or the translated side. Vazok the Mishnah. Shachet shnei kvasim lechel achas menachalis lemachar. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. They got two other, another case of two matirim. What was that? When it comes Shavuos, we go and bring the carbon of the shtei alechem. Now we don't bring a carbon of shtei alechem. The shtei alechem is eaten by the kahanim, just like the lechem upon it. What is matir the shtei alechem? You bring the two kibsei atzeres. Those are the only times a year that we have shalmei tzibur. Those are karm shlamim, but the shalmei tzibur. Shalmei tzibur as opposed to shalmei yochid. Number one, a kachim kudishim and not kachim kalim. And therefore it has to be in the azar. And it has to be by the kahanim, as well as it's liyoyim v'loyim v'layla, it's not shnei yom v'laylecha. So they're both called shlamim, but they're really two different types of kabbanas, if you will. Anyway, so getting back to the shnei kibsei atzeres, what happens if he has in mind, by one of the kivosim, he has in mind to go and eat the other keves l'mochar? He's going to go and shecht one of the two kivosim. Ultimately, he's going to shecht both of the kvasim. And ultimately, both kvasim are going to be eaten by the kahanim because they're both shlam and they're kabbalas. They've got to be eaten by the kahanim. It's got to be yom v'layla. And guess what happens? And when he goes and shechts carbon number one, he says, this carbon I'm going to eat today. But that second carbon, which you're going to bring in another 2 minutes from now, it's waiting in line. You look, oh, ho, holy cow! This is one. It's not a holy cow if it's a kevis. Holy shepso! It's waiting in line over there. It's waiting there kind of sheepishly. Who wants to know what's going to happen? Anyway, what happens if a shas, the shechita of the first one, I have in mind to go and eat from the second one, lemacha? That's a case of, again, two separate matirim. I have to understand what would be the halacha according to the Rabbanan. The other Rabban also agree. Ein matir mafagos a matir. The machshava of the shechita or the kabbalah sadam, zrika sadam by the first carbon will not cause the second carbon to become pigol. Because ein matir mafagel es a matir. No, Ibazoi. So why didn't he hold the same thing here? The gabbi the levoina, that if he went and he was makted the ktoiris on the mizbeach, or he does the kmitzah, and b'shas ma'ase has in mind to go and be makted the levoina tomorrow, what did Reb Yosi say? Two separate matir. And it's not only the case with two separate minim, because this happens to be a min mincha, this happens to be incense, but even the case of the shei b'zicha levoina, we said ein matir mevata mefagla samatir. So why did the Chacham not agree? Because at the time of the two kvasim, that they agree that ein matir mefagla samatir. So what's again manishtana now according to the Rabbanan? What's the difference between the mincha levoina case where they say that one matir can be mefagla samatir, and why in the case of the levoina, I'm sorry, in the case of the two kvasim that you bring on Shavuos, why don't you say over there ein matir mefagla samatir? Why do we say Chacham say a very, very nice spark. And they say that your case of the Levoina that we have in our Mishnah, together with the case of the Koimitz, both of them are in the same Kli Sharis. How do you go and bring a Kar Mincha? Let's just remind ourselves once again. How do you bring the Kar Mincha? You first bring the Ganze Mincha, your Isora in Sholem, Toysa said Nocha Bissela, and you put it into your measuring cup. Yeah, it's full Isora, it's even heaping. Yeah, yeah, good. Measuring cup was not a Kli Sharis, it was just a Midas Ayovich. Now I pour it into that larger Kli, the Gemara referred to it sometimes as Bisa, or another Kli, which was a Kli Sharis. You put it in. And then you also go and pour in the Shemen. You have to do a Shemen initially, and then you mix it, and Yitzik, and Belila, and Gansamai, so you pour in the Shemen. We're going to learn more about that later. A Loik Shemen, exactly. Do you put one Loik Shemen for each Isar, or do you where we have the Machloek?
Chav something?
Chav something? You're thinking of Chav Zayin, but that was about a different din if you're missing from the Kemitah. Yeah. Your halacha that you're thinking of, that's in Daf Peichet.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry about it. It's Mishnah Peichet. The Mishnah says in Peichet, Omid Aleph on the bottom. After the Mincha Shal Samach Isarin Noisin Law Samach Luk. In other words, proportionate, 60 to 60. Lezim Yaakov, Mathel Mincha Shal Mizar. In the Ella Luga, only one leg for all 60. Ayin Shem Daf Peches. Good. Here we have the Gemara with Daf Chav Zayin, the Mishnah, which talked about what happens if you had a kmitza which was missing even a mashu.
Right.
That kmitza is possible. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Agma. This is Dr. Mar. The two behemoths don't go together in one kli. Of course, it doesn't go one kli. It's two separate behemoths. 1 second, so don't be upset. In our case, in our Mishnah, that we didn't even finish the case. We put the mincha inside the bisa, or whatever the kli sharis was called, and you pour it in your shem, your zezegit. And in addition to that, you put in the levina inside the same kli, and now it all becomes the skadish. It becomes one carbon mincha mit the shem and mit the levina. Now it's true, when it comes to the kmitza, we tell the kohen, now you have to be mesalikis levoina, push the levoina to the side, and take the kmitza from the mincha alone. In fact, if you're going to find it within the mincha, kurcha levoina, it's chaser, it's buzz. So you got to do a good job in pushing it to the side. But the levoina was there in the same kli. And then subsequently, when I bring it to the mizbeach, it's still in that same kli with the rest of the shiari mincha. And I'm going to go and collect it. The Gemara is going to talk about the collection of levoina in a moment. And I'm going to collect that levoina and I'm going to put it on the mizbeach. So since it's all one big happy family, so to speak, say the chum, this is not a case of two separate matirim. This is considered to be one global matir. And this is even better, not only than the two animals, but even the case of the two bezicha levoina, because those two bezicha levoina were two separate kelim. Here it's in one kli. One kli, it's united. Since it's united, one matir can be mafagel the other matir. So although in principle everybody agrees, ein matir mafagel matir, the question is, when is it defined as one matir? When is it defined as two matirim? Reb Yosi holds that they're always two matirim. Ein matir mafagel matir. And the Chum say it depends. If you have them together in one kli, like the case of Mincha Levayin, is considered to be one matzah, and you can be mafagla one to the other. Yes, gentlemen.
The kvasim and shavuos, yes, are put together inside the two chalas, and they're waved together. They're also united into one korban, one shalom etzibur.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, why is that deficient from the kli? I mean, here you have all these things framing a korban as one unit or not.
Mm-hmm.
I said tubizicha lavona. They were always in tubizichin. They're poured in tubizichin. They're carried in tubizichin. Mm-hmm. They're offered as tubizichin.
Mm-hmm.
The mincha and the kisyat seres, they're all united. Mm-hmm. These are united in a kli. These are united in two chalas, and they're waved together. That's an essential part of the shalmei tzibur.
Yeah, your svara is a good svara. Well, the ma'isa, the Gemara considers this to be a uniting factor, a unification factor, the fact that they have to be in one kli. Well, the two behemoths are in two separate kelim, if you will. They're not in kelim at all. Two separate behemoths, and therefore you don't mix and match. My shenkin and levoin and the mincha in one kli, it's considered to be one according to the Chacham.
So I think Gemara is going to talk about this now. But you say the mechanics of it is so. After just to review in our minds,
sure. And even the pet, just like pickle, you have
right,
to go and
not on machshava. Machlok is still sitting around.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. But continue on.
So the coin does the kmita. He pushes aside. He puts in all the ingredients. He puts the Lavona there. He does the kmita entirely of solus, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
He takes it. He puts it into the second klisharis.
Correct.
Now the Lavona, doesn't that also go into the second klisharis?
Not in that klisharis.
The Lavona remains in the original.
According to our Gemara, it's you go and you makter it separately.
And it's
not mixed up.
It's not brought into.
You could put it back together again, but it's not necessary. Our Gemara said the Feirish, you can be. There's no order over here. You can go and put the Levain on first.
But they're not reunited in the second Klisharis.
No,
I was mistaken.
You're not mistaken, Chas v'Shalom. That's what Agmar said.
The Rambam. Put them together.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a picture.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I saw the picture when it shows you put it together after the same klisharis, and in my imagination, you're now twisting them together onto the Mizbeach.
I would suggest to all of you to go and look in the Rishash on our Gemara that delves into these issues, that there's a Gemara later on our Masechta, which we haven't gotten to yet, where it sounds like that you go and mak to the both together at one time. However, our Gemara goes and distinguishes between the Kemitza and between the Levoina, that there are two separate times, and therefore you can do it in either order. Should we look up quickly the Rishash?
I wouldn't mind. Clarify. The more
I don't know if he clarifies. He asked the question.
The more this is clear.
Rishash.
Take a Gemara from behind you. And I'll even photograph it and I'll send it around.
Okay.
I mean, it's not 9 o'clock, it's 8:36.
Oh, so you have plenty of time.
Yeah. Oh, look at this, beautiful. Look at these.
Yeah, it's
the pictures, wow.
Wow. You like it, right?
Yeah, I didn't browse back here yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the way back. Where's the condition?
Is it a Goes and Chedushim?
Goes and Chedushim, yeah.
Dashi Gimel is on page Zion.
Ramasko Kute Levaina.
Lika Levaina?
Yeah.
Ziva Mask Lika Levaina. From Acher Aktor. Everybody have that? It's a third shtickle on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Beis.
Zion and the last column on the left. Okay, the Acher Aktor Komesima.
Okay, same. The Tumor. You have the Tumor.
Yeah.
What does he say? You want to read it?
Zayin Mevor Besota. Machta Shneim Behedagi.
It's supposed to be machta the two. One by the other.
Together.
Simultaneously.
Did you read it?
Of course, we'll be delighted.
I'll let the Magid Shir read it.
Okay, I'm happy to leave.
More authoritative.
Dibra Mascha Likut Levoina. So the Acher Haktoris Koymet Hoyim Malakit. After Haktoris Koymet, you're going to put together the Levoina. So he's talking about the Acher Haktoris Koymet. The Haktorah took her a place, and now he's being Malakit Levoina. He's sifting it together, getting it together to put on the Maroch. Tumua.
So Shver.
What Shver? Good. It's on Daf Zion. So now we're in the last column.
Yeah.
Fourth column. You see, it's a Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis.
Yes.
Look at the third shtickle, Rashi.
Yeah.
Dibra Maschel. Tumua. The Hari Mavur Besoita. The Makdish Name Badadi. Smash over there. You got to go and do both of them together. V'ayin Sham B'Sefer.
Hagos.
Sefer maybe Sefer Avoida. I don't know. The Pirusha Einchem. Kvar Omer Al Al Derech. Ham Mishnah LaMelech. The Peri Yigimel. Mehilchois Masa Hakabonis Halacha Yedbeis. Ulam Leel B'Samach Amrinen Iboy Hay Makte Bereisha. Iboy Hay Bereisha. B'Tzarech Iyim Katan. So you see that the Rishash asked the Kasha, and he says it requires further analysis and study because the two Gemaras seem to be so one another. The other Gemara says Makish Nei Badavi. The Mishnah Lamelech already asked the Kasha, Aaron Gemara is not Mashma, but says Rishash, it's not a Kasha and Rashi. The Rashi says that it was separate. Le'el b'samach, I mean, the Gemara itself says, Iboy haktam reishayim avarayim. So you see that it wasn't Bahadodi. Ishver? Okay. So the Kasha is here, Ishver. Kasha, Tzorach Ayin Kotten.
Why Kotten?
Why Kotten?
Gadol.
Because apparently he figures that many times in Shas you have Sugyois, Hamachalkois, Machlokis, one with the other. No, it won't be the first time that one Sugya argues with another Sugya. And therefore we continue.
The question of if you did something wrong, or this is how
the procedure.
Exactly. You have to know right away how to do this.
Tishbi is going to be very, very busy. Eliyahu Navi is going to be standing there online. They're going to be, the people are going to be online, both standing online, and I'm sure with computers they're going to be sending him online questions. And we continue on Zoti Morabaiter. We go off a little bit on a tangent from our favorite sugi of Pigel, and we're going to talk now regarding the avoider of Likut HaLevoina. Omer of Yanai, Likut Levoina Bizarre Apostle. We've had until now that there are four big avoiders when it comes to the dinim of a karmen mincha. You have the kmitza, you have the sinah b'kli, then you have the halacha, and then you have the haktara, as well as the haktaras halavoyna, which we just spoke about. What about if a zor did any one of those things? No, that's a void that has to be done by kohen. The kometz a kohen, kriva kohen. Always says the pasuk kohen. What about the likut halavoyna? What means likut halavoyna? What we're just talking about now. If you look at the Rashi, this is the Rashi the Rishash was focusing on. Parallel to Akhmon, Likut Levoina. The Lacha Akhtor is a Koimit. After the Akhtor is a Koimit took place, I'm a Lacha Levoina. Me outside this, Umakiri, he went and collected it together. I think more in the Sechta Soita says that he did it by Dalich Vesish. Opposite statement in Zigmara that you can do it in either way, either order. Fine. So the Maisi now Malacha Levoina from the Soilus to be Maktered on the Mizbech. Who does that? No, the Choir, one of the Kahanim. What happens if a Zor would go and do it? Apostle. We didn't say in the Torah that says, "Oh, the Levoina, the Likut Levoina." Why is it possible? My time. Om Rav Yehuda Mishum Haylocha Noguban. It's a subset, if you will, of Haylocha. What do you mean? Kasav Haylocha Shloim Beregel Shmo Haylocha. Haylocha Bizar Psula. By every one of the Kabbanis, if you have the four avoiders, the third avoider is the Haylocha. If the Haylocha was bizarre, that's possible. There's a Reb Shimon that holds that Halacha is considered to be an avoider she'ena tzricha because you could theoretically go and shecht or do the kmitza right next to the mizbech. Yoshtim. But we're not talking according to Reb Shimon. We're talking about according to the Das Harabim. And that is that Halacha is also one of the four major avoiders. And therefore, if it's bizarre, it's possible. What our Gemara is telling us is that this is also a shtickle form of Halacha. How's a shtickle form of Halacha? Because what does the kohen have to do to be moilich the levoina to the mizbech? He has to go and take the kli in which you have the kar mincha and the levoina. He's going to have to remove that levoina, pick it up, remove it from the kli, and put it on the maracha. So now the person who's helping him, he's helping him in that hoylocha, in that process of post putting it in the kli and getting it to the mizbech to be machted. Now you're going to go and tell me, but the person stood in one place. He didn't move from place to place. He just lifted all the levoina out. According to Mandi Yomar, Kasaba Locha Shabalegal, Shmoi Locha. It goes according to Mandi Yomar that holds, even if you don't move, you just stand in one place. It's also considered to be a kiyum of Haylocha. Let your fingers do the walking, right? That seems to be an advertisement, right? In the old, good old days, right? Today also you do the fingers.
No one even knows what the old pages are anymore.
Okay. Anyway, Shkech to you. Halacha Bazaar is posel. So therefore, that's halacha. Omra Meri, Afananem Tanina. I'll bring your rai attack to what you just said now from our Mishnah. What's the rai? Zeaklal, this is the general rule. All four of them, if they had a machshava of pigel, it's mafakal. So now what the Gemara is doing is it's telling us the basics that we started off when we started Maseches Menachos, and we're going to talk about the four parallel avodas. In Bishlam Kaimitz, Haine Shoichet. Kaimitz is just like Shoichet. Moilech, Nami Haine Moilech. Makter, Haine Zoidek. Those are all the same. Now we left out one. El Noisim Mekli. Mike Ovid. What do we do with the Nesina Bekli? Nachman Yosef is giving the Shia Metchem tomorrow, Brother Shai. Okay? I'll miss you too. Metchem Sunday, you'll all learn together. And Monday Metchem will be reunited in Miat Hashem, in one Kli. One Kli, they'll avoid it together with a Mincha. Anyway, and Nesina Bekli, Mike Ovid, the second one of the four Avoiders, what did he do? In other words, what is the parallel by your regular carbon? It's Elay Mishnah the Dam of the Kabbalah. It's like a kli. Just like Kabbalah, the Dam goes in a kli. He puts the kmitz in a kli. And the is the same thing. So Timur, no, it's not the same. Midami. Hasam Mameila Hachak Shakul Verami. In the case of the Zrika Saddam, you know how the Dam gets into the kli? It happens Mameila. What means Mameila? You don't have to do anything. It spurts from the neck of the animal directly into the kli. You don't have to do any Mukhan Muzuman. It goes on its own. The force goes on itself. He have to go do a physical act, put inside the kli. So they're not the same. So, oy bazoy, how do we say in our Mishnah that ultan avoidim efagelis, it's not the same as Kabbalah? Since you gotta go and put it in the kli, that's the requirement for the haktoris hakoimis, you gotta put it into a brand new kli, you gotta do it. Is avoid chashiv, it's considered to be a choshiv avoid, or it's considered to be an avoider. Lav dafka avoid chashiv, it means it's choshiv as an avoider. Al korch b'shavalav kabbalah. So, although Kabbalah is only a very distant cousin over here, because real Kabbalah is, it happens memela, here you're doing it be a dying kashaku varami, but it's similar enough, it's parallel to Kabbalah. It's Hochanami, same thing over here. Kim Dulei Sagila, Dulei Ovid Law, you gotta do the Likar Alavayna. There's no two ways about it. You gotta put on the Mizbech, and you gotta collect it from the Kar Mincha. So therefore, Avoida, Chashuvi is considered to be an Avoida. Ah, Al Korchach. Now you're figuring out where should I put it as a subset, or which one of the four avoiders makes the most sense? Mishav Elokei Olachet. Certainly, it's not part of the Kmitza.
Well, it's part of the Kabbalah. I would think you tag it under Kabbalah.
But it's in the Kli already. In fact, it was in the Kli even before the Kmitza.
It's the Kabbalah. It's but when you take out. So let's say we're not putting the Kmitza and the Lavona in the same Kli.
Mm-hmm.
When we collect the Lavona, is a Kohen holding in his hand? Is he putting it in the
Lavona is in the original Mincha. It's with the original Mincha.
So he takes the entire. Let's get the sequence now. He does the Kmitza. He puts it in his Kli number two. Now he's walking up to Mizbeach.
Right.
Okay. He offers that Kmitza properly on the Mizbeach.
Right.
Now he goes and he takes the original Kli Shareis with the Solus and Lavona.
Right.
He takes that entire Kli Shareis, the top of the Mizbeach.
Or he takes the Lavona out from below and he puts it in his hand.
And, okay.
Or he can put it into another Kli. There's no requirement of a Kli.
Okay,
give it to them.
Okay.
And now he walks up the Mizbeach and puts it in the Maroch.
There's no Kabbalah required in Lavona. There's
exactly.
No Kli required in the Lavona.
Exactly.
Therefore, it's already shifted onto the Halacha.
Onto Halacha, exactly. Okay. And even though it's in a Kli, it was in a Kli already before the Kmitza.
Right, so it's already post Kabbalah.
Good. And therefore, Jacques de Yomara is Al Korcha, Meshav, Lekhi, Elokha. So therefore, it fits into Halacha. So the Chayra have a good raya from the Mishnah that the din of Siluk Al Yedei, what's the Lashon? Likut, Levoina, Bizar, is possible, because even though it's not really in a classic category of any of the four avoiders, but since you gotta do it, it's just like the case in the scene of a Kli. It doesn't really fit into Kabbalah, because these are really two different things. I mean, but you gotta do it, so I'm gonna squeeze it into Kabbalah. So here too, even though it's not really Halacha, but I'm gonna squeeze it into Halacha. And the Chayra have a good Taraya, that Lika Levoina, Bizar, is possible, because it's Doim into Halacha. It's more like, you have no right. La'olam the dami leKabbalah. The case of the Nesina Bekli is doim leKabbalah. Either kashloch astach gefreit hasam meil hachak kashalku v'rami. The two different things. This happens on its own, and this you have to go and do it be a dayan. So you're right. But mechti trevai kedushas kliu lemaisa. Both of them, you're mekadish the kmitza or you're mekadish the dam by putting it into a kli shares. Mali the mali kashaku barami. Avada, the details are different. The mechanics are different. But bottom line is they're both inside the same kli. So you see, you're similar to your shaila that you were asking before. That you were asking by the two kvasim that you do the tenufa together. You know the svaras is there good. But lemaisa the gemara says sometimes those svaras are enough to go make a distinction halacha, and sometimes they're not. So although the Memela quality of the dam is certainly different than the kashak of a ramadi quality of the levoina or of the kmita. They're two different qualities. 100%, right? I agree with you 100%. But the ma'isa, bottom line is they fall into the same kli. One kli is makadish both of them, and therefore they are in fact identical, if you will, kabbalah kabbalah. But that you wanted to bring a raya that lika levoina nazar is part of a lacha to sef shishanish that I have no raya for. In other words, the whole raya was based on that even though Nesina Makli is not a classic Kabbalah, but nevertheless I squeeze it into Kabbalah. So here too, lika levoina is not a classic halacha, but I'll squeeze it in. Say, no. The two Kabbalahs are exactly the same. The Nesina Makli is classic, just like the Kabbalah Saddam. This is Mamei Laika Shakavadami. Multi, who cares? Bottom line is they both came into a clay, and the clay is Makadish. And therefore, that's the same.
It's a distinction without a difference, because by Zevach, Mekabola Ve'elech is Pasul Bazar, and from the Kmitza, either it's Kabbalah or Lacha, but either way, it's Pasul Bazar. So it's a distinction without a difference here.
Or a difference without a distinction. Yeah, whichever way you like it. Whichever way you whatever your metaphor is. Good. So the Gemara doesn't shlug up this halacha. The Gemara holds like Levoina Bazar is like a pasul. All the Gemara says is that raya that you try to bring, no raya. Good. Nochanai, Mishnah Zok to Mishnah. Oh, we already spoke about this before. Shachesh ne kvasim. He shach the two kvasim. Lechel achas menachalois lemachar. Now, we didn't speak. The case that we spoke about before that Rashi was quoting is even from later. Not, we haven't even dealt with it. We're not going to deal with it today in our Mishnah. It's dealing. That case was that he shachted one keves lechol mechaver lemachar. So we had matir is mafagel matir. That's why we got into it. Our case is talking about something different. Here talking shachat shnei kvasim lechol achas menachalis lemachar. He shachted the two kvasim, both kvasim. You have the full matir. No chutzi matir, full matir. But you had in mind not to eat both shtei halechem tomorrow, but to eat one today on Shavuos and the other one today on Isruchag, or for us in Chutz Laaretz, the second day of Shavuos. Or hikta shnei bezichin. Oh, now we come back to Shabbos. Shnei bezichin with the lechem upon him. Hikta shnei bezichin lechel echad min asedarim lemachar, to eat a whole seder. Seder means 6 out of the 12. The second Tosis on the top says, Hu adin chala achas min asedarim. Lav dafka seder, one chala as well. The only reason why we're bringing that is to emphasize Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see in the Gemara in the Mishnah in a moment. Anyway, so he had in mind to go and eat only part of it lemachar. Now lemaisa, according to what we've learned until now, makes no difference. Even a kezayis would be enough. Right? We said, Hakoyim Zemecha, Lechol Shireh, or kezayis Rishem. But our Mishnah is learning a little bit differently. And our Mishnah is telling us about, and again, because we're bringing in Rabbi Yossi. So if you shech the two kvasim to eat one challah of the shtei alechem, or you makdish nebezicha to eat one of the two sedarim, meaning the six, or like or Tosis says even one lemacha, Rabbi Yossi Oimer Oisei achallah v'Oisei aseder shechiv she'avol pigol v'chiyavol karis. That one, Vasheni possibly aimed by karis. Right. So Rabbi Yossi, in a sense, is consistent with the previous Mishnah. However, they're not the exact same fact pattern. But here also Rabbi Yossi is willing to subdivide between two things, which until now I always thought as one unit. Rabbi Yossi, no, Mishka, one unit. Just like we had that the Haktoris, Hakemitz, and Haktoris, Halavoyin, we thought was one. No, these are two separate Matim. Eight Matim, Machagas, Matim. Matim
has to be eaten
on Shabbos
or
Malav
Malko.
Lechem Panim is eaten on Shabbos, yeah.
And after Shvi, it's no good.
I think it's Yom V'Layla as well. I think Yom V'Layla. But, there will be a whole perek called Shtei HaLechem. I'm not sure if there's a perek called Lechem upon him, but Amir Hashem, we're going to have lots to talk about still in our Masechta. We've still got another 80 or 90 days or something. So Amir Hashem, we're going to address that as well. But getting back to our Mishnah now, so if he had in mind to go and eat it, Lamachar, B'yosei Oyim, O'yosei Achal, V'O'yosei Seder, Shachish, V'Lapik, V'Chayim, V'Karis. V'Asheni Pasul, V'Ein by Karis. That is the first time we've ever found something like that you can have part of a carbon being pigle and part of a carbon not being pigle.
The Fagum of Chati Niter.
Once one of it is pickle, the whole thing is pickle. Yeah, chum is, it's all one thing. It's all or nothing. If it's pickle, everything is pickle. And if it's not pickle, it's not pickle. For instance, we learned about zvachim. If a person had in mind to go b'shas shchita, that we're going to go and eat only the right part of the animal, lemachar, and not the rest, that's enough. It means it's a kezayis, more than a kezayis. The whole thing becomes pickle. Now, for the first time, we're saying that you can go and split it up. only what I had in mind becomes pigel, not what I didn't have in mind. In fact, Imar Taka says, "I'm Ravuna Ibahir Priyosi pigel be yerach shal yimin loynis pagel yerach shal smile." That's not what he holds. Whatever your bad machshava is, it's limited to that bad machshava. You only had it on the right, not on the left on the right. That becomes not the rest. So the same thing applies. This, our Mishnah, if you will, is an easier case than that case. There I would think the baser comes. It's like, why? It's connected, the veins and the arteries and the sinews and the bones and everything. Make no bones about it. It's all one. Nevertheless, Ravuna says, according to Bjoisi, you can in fact have pigle even part of the animal. It wouldn't be pigle perfect, it would be partial pigle. Pigle partial, whatever, portion. But in our Mishnah, he says, of course, the same thing. That if you had in mind only one of the chalas, only one of the sedarim, only that chal, only that seder becomes bigel, and the rest is takapasel, but ain't baikars. Continuing on the Gemara, my time was takas svara of Rebbe Yosi. Ibo yisim b'svara, ibo yisim b'kra, ibo yisim b'svara. Lo yadifu machshava mimaisa tumma. The machshava of bigel is not worse than tumma. The what? It mechad eivim, mimit milekulei. If one of the evarim of the animal got tumma because it touched a... whatever, it becomes tummy. The whole thing becomes contaminated.
If it's connected, isn't it true?
If it's connected, but if it's not connected. And the same thing applies for instance to yoytze. If part of the bosser goes out, that part of the bosser out to yoytze, but the rest of it is kosher. Same thing over here, he only had in mind.
As long as it's physically disconnected.
The Gemara doesn't address that regarding the Machshavas Pigel. Maybe here you are nish maisa, but the maisa, if they are disconnected, then for sure, right. Just like by tumma and just like the gabi the halacha of yoytze, these are separate entities, a separate entity. So that's alpi svar. The iboy is same akra. Panevish achelus mimenu avoyinatisa mimenu v'loy mechaveri. Person eats mimenu from that. What's the there? From that portion that he had the bad mashava, then avoyinatisa. But if he ate from the other portion, then there is no din of pigle. So you can go and be mafagel, like you said, chutzi niter, only part of it becomes pigle and not the rest. Mitzvah the Eisvei, we'll continue my Shem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zagi.